Good evening. It's evening one of the 7-day reset. Before you start our practice together this evening, please take your pen and journal now and answer these three questions. Question one. How are you feeling right now? Question two. How would you like to feel at the end of this practice this evening? Question three. How will you know as you finish this practice that you got what you came for and that you're feeling the way that you wish to feel? So the question to answer is, how will you know? Good evening. It's evening one of the 7-day reset. I hope that you have had a really good day and are ready to sink in to some relaxation, some spaciousness, and enjoy following me so that you can have a really good sleep. So, I'm just going to sit here quietly and give you space to connect with yourself and get comfy. It's really good just to stop because it takes commitment to give time to yourself. At the end of the day, the best time to do this is just before you go to bed. Good evening, great to see you. And I'm going to close my eyes now so I can go into a meditative state, meditative space. So again, just get comfortable. We've got half an hour together. That's your number one priority, is get comfy. And what I mean by getting comfy is make sure that you're sitting somewhere that's warm. And a kind of a cool tip actually is to, what I like to do sometimes is have a blanket around my back because that can be really comforting. It keeps you warm. And when I say tuck your chin, I mean tuck your chin in towards your chest, and that just brings your neck into alignment. So you don't want your chin right on your chest. You don't want your chin looking up at the sky. You just want it parallel with the floor so that it's just nice and soft and gentle. Gentle. Actually, no, it's a little bit more toward, you tuck it towards your chest. You'll feel a gentle lengthening at the back of your neck. Imagine that you've got a golden cord coming out of the top of your head. And that golden cord is gently pulling you upwards and outwards from your hips. Not so that it's uncomfortable, but just that it's giving you a little bit of lengthening. Take your awareness to your bottom, your sitting bones, and really feel your connection between the floor or chair or bed, whatever you're sitting on. And just place your attention there. All of your attention. And just start to notice your breathing while you're maintaining all of your attention and what it feels like just to be here, sitting, being here right now. And you may start to notice that you've got thoughts moving through your mind. Just thank them, allow them to come and go as if it's a sunny day and there's clouds gently passing you. And just imagine that you're putting those thoughts on the clouds. Just let them drift by and come back to your breathing. So my intention for you for this evening is to help you connect with yourself, to help you relax. We're going to review your day so that you can really connect with what you've created and what's happened. And we're going to set you up so that you can have an even more peaceful sleep. Really, really important before you go to bed just to clear your mind and settle down. You know what that feels like before you go to bed if you've got things pinging around in your mind. So this is like a filing cabinet exercise where we're going to get you focusing on the good things that have happened today, and we're just going to re-reference a few things if things haven't quite gone the way that you would like them to have gone, because sometimes that happens. We all have days like that, don't we? And it's how we manage our emotional state and how we manage our mind so that we can make sure we go into a peaceful space, a peaceful state before going to bed, letting go of what we don't need and focusing and directioning our attention in a way that creates spaciousness and healing. Ready for a vibrant day tomorrow. Okay, let's begin. So just gently take your awareness to your heart and smile. Really feel into that area of your body. Place your tongue on the roof of your mouth. Allow your eyes to be soft and relaxed. Now, if you hear any sounds in the background behind me or any sounds in the background at your end, just allow those sounds to pass you by. Do not attach yourself to them, just like you let your thoughts move freely past you. You're here and can hear the sound of my voice right now in this moment because you've committed to yourself. You've committed to being here to show up for yourself because you're curious about how you can improve your quality of life, your life experience in the most simplest of ways, and you're learning. And the best way to learn is when you don't even know that you're learning. And it's as easy as taking a gentle breath. When you simply allow yourself to relax now and continue to breathe effortlessly and gently. feel your breath touching the end of your nose and moving in, touching the back of your throat. Tender breath in. Long and smooth out. Tender breath in, long and smooth out. Then as you continue to breathe in your own time, easily and effortlessly, take your awareness to your eyes and allow your eyes to soften and relax. Now, allow each of your eyelashes to soften and relax now. Keep breathing and smiling. Take your awareness to your shoulders and allow your shoulders to soften and relax now. Tongue to roof of mouth, gentle smile on your face. Take your awareness to your tummy and hips and allow that part of you to soften and relax now. You may feel a gentle sensation in your tummy area as you continue to breathe and continue to allow yourself to relax now. Feel your sitting bones against your support, knowing that you're grounded, safe, protected. You've created this special space for yourself. Hear the sounds of congratulations coming from deep within. It's really special to give yourself this space. Keep breathing. And I take your awareness to your heart and think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Connect with this energy, this playfulness, and send this energy down, all the way down through your body now, sending it down through your legs and out through the soles of your feet. Imagining that your energy is moving down deep underground through the underground streams and waterways, through the layers of rocks and crystals, going deeper and deeper down into the center of the earth, where you find the most beautiful crystal. It's your favorite color. Wrap your energy around this crystal. This energy represents Mother Earth energy, energy of the Mother. It's a beautiful, gentle, tender energy. Loving and kind. Gentle and patient. Strong and courageous. Playful and cherishing. Merge this energy with your energy. That's right. Just set your intention and allow it to be so. Very good. Okay, draw this energy up through the underground streams and crystalline layers of rock. Draw it up through the soles of your feet, gently up through your legs, filling all the spaces, up your spine, through your organs and into your heart. Beautiful. Magnify this feeling by a thousandfold and send it all the way up through your body, out through your head, out through the ceiling, into the night sky, up and out into the universe, where you connect with an infinite white light. It expands as far as the eye can see and beyond. Now connect with the energy of your genetic lineage, your ancestors who have passed to the light. Connect with their love, connect with their wisdom. Now connect with the masculine energy. It's the energy of the Father, kind and loving, strong, brave, valiant, humorous, focused, grounded. Connect with all of this wisdom, all of this love, all of these energies. Draw them back down towards you now as quickly as you can, imagining it in the form of a white light, a diamond white light. It's glistening. Draw this energy down, all the way back down through the universe, through the night sky, down through the top of your head. You can receive as much of it as you would like. Allow this to move down, all the way through your head, softening each cell, molecule, and electron, moving into your organs, moving down to your fingers, that's right, moving all the way down your legs, down to your toes, merging with the crystalline energy of below. As above, so below. Keep your focus on your heart, that's right. That's right. Keep smiling. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Now expand this energy out beyond your physical form, filling the room. And just sense into how that feels. And then draw it back into your physical form. Soften your eyes, relax your jaw, tuck your chin, feeling a gentle lengthening at the back of your neck, relax your shoulders, soften your tummy and hips, feel your sitting bones connected to your support, feel your feet on the floor, gently wiggle your toes and your fingers, gently open your eyes, coming back into the room. Hello. Okay, so just gently, with your eyes open, connect with your breath. Keep your eyes soft. Maybe actually close them if you want to, just for a few moments. Just notice what it feels like as your breath gently moves through your lungs. Travels up and then touches the end of your nose, back of your throat. And just breathing in your own time. Okay. So, gently picking up your journal and your pen, I'm just going to ask you some questions. Okay. Bullet points. Trust what comes to you first. Do not use your brain. Just allow your pen to do the talking. What went well? To today. Bullet points, and just keep writing bullet points. What else went well today? Keep breathing softly and smiling, knowing that you're exactly where you're supposed to be right now. What else went well today? What else went well today? Okay, so just take a look at what you've written. How does that feel as you look at what went well today, as you look at what you created and manifested in your world today? And write that down. How does that feel? Okay. Next, is there anything that didn't go so well today? Just write one thing down. If something came up for you today that didn't go so well today, just write it down now. Maybe everything went brilliantly, but just in case, have a little look. And explore. Was there anything that didn't go so well today? Okay, so what I'd like you to do is just to look at what you've written, if you have written something down. And I want you to detach, just take a step back from that and just ask yourself, okay, so what would I do differently tomorrow to get a different result? What would I do differently tomorrow to get a different result? And another cool question to ask yourself if something didn't go so well today is, what advice would my best friend give me right now? What advice would my best friend give me right now? Really important to be compassionate with ourselves, because sometimes when something doesn't quite go to plan, especially when we're making adjustments, and let's face it, you've made a big commitment to yourself, you're here showing up for yourself, learning how to do things differently to get even better results in your life, and there's an adjustment process, and while we're learning, things can become uncomfortable, especially as our focus is shifting. So just be really gentle with yourself. What can happen is, when lots of good things happen, if one thing not so good happens, we can forget about all the good stuff, or you're going to get really, really good at being able to manage your emotional state when things don't necessarily go to plan. That's a really big part of this practice. Okay. Now, I've got a little task for you. All right, that's cool. I'll give you a task at the end. It's an easy one, you're gonna like it. Okay, so just gently close your eyes. Draw your awareness fully back down into your heart. Feel your lungs expanding gently as you continue to breathe easily and effortlessly now. Think of something that makes you smile, giggle, or laugh. Okay, and keeping your eyes closed, what in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Gently breathe and trust the awareness that comes to you now. What in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Keep breathing, just keep smiling. Keep your chin tucked, tongue to roof of mouth. Write down your answer. In a short bullet point format. Once you've done that, gently close your eyes and bring yourself back to your heart. When I say that, just focus your attention gently on your heart, tongue to roof of mouth, feeling the breath touching your nose, traveling up your nostrils and touching the back of your throat while maintaining your awareness on your heart. And at the same time, noticing what it feels like being connected to the ground, to the floor, the chair, whatever you're sitting on. Gentle, tender breath. Long exhalation. Okay, gently keeping your eyes closed. Attention on your heart. What else? What else in this now moment do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for? Trust the answer that presents itself to you now. And as you feel into this awareness, how does that make you feel? As you enjoy this feeling, gently open your eyes and write down what your answer was. What do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Write your answer down. And as soon as you've written it down, gently bring your attention back to your heart, closing your eyes. Okay, so what else? What else do you feel deep, heartfelt gratitude for in this now moment? Trust the answer that unfolds. Really feel that feeling. And then gently open your eyes. And write your answer down. Okay. So I've just got a little task for you. It's really easy, it's really simple, and it's going to help you set you up even more for success on your path to becoming an extraordinary, powerful manifester. This morning, I asked you to write down why you are here doing this program and the two reasons why that is important to you. What I'd like you to do is perhaps take the middle page of your journal and write it out, what your answer was, and I want you to do it immediately after we've finished, or certainly before you go to bed tonight. So it's one of the keys to manifesting is taking rapid action. So if you can create the space just for a few minutes straight after this, it would be cool to do it, and it's done then. Just copy out what you wrote down this morning as to the primary reason that came out, why you are here learning to be a powerful manifester, and why this is important, and why that's important. So two reasons why. I want you to write it out, and then get some sellotape or something, and stick it on the front of your journal so you can actually see the front, or maybe the inside cover, because some of you may have got a really nice cover and you might not want to cover it. So on the front there, the front cover, either on the front there or on the inside cover. And the reason for that is when we face challenges sometimes and the going can get a little bit tough, when we get really clear on our why, the hows will follow. It's really, really powerful to be able to very quickly reference back and remind ourselves why we're doing something. So if you could do that straight away after this, that would be great. What I would like you to do now is also just check in with yourself. How are you feeling now? Close your eyes. How are you feeling now? And just check back to see what your intention was. So before we started this practice, you wrote down how you wanted to feel at the end of the practice. So have you met your intention? So please write down in your journal, how are you feeling now? Did you meet your intention in terms of how you wanted to feel at the end of this practice? Or is it in process? And please post up on the screen so I can see that. So how are you feeling now? Have you met your intention for this practice, or is it in process? And I would also love it if you could please post up whether you chose what your focus was for this month. So that this morning, I asked you to make your decision for what your focus was going to be for this month. Was it going to be health, relationships, or career? And I wanted you just to pick one. So that's key to the work that we're doing this week. So that's the three things I'd like you to post up. So how are you feeling now? Did you meet your intention that you set at the beginning of this practice, or is it in process? And please post up your one primary focus that your subconscious showed you this morning. Is it your health, relationships, or career that you'll be focusing on this month? If you could post that up now, that would be fantastic. Have an amazing evening, and I will see you bright and breezy in the morning for day two of the 7-day reset. Have an amazing sleep. Good night.